Good morning, it's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Walk south on Pennsylvania Avenue from the burned-out CVS at North Avenue, past the Arch Social Club and number one Chinese carryout, past Simmons Memorial Baptist Church and Liz's Place Hair and Nail Salon, cross Baker Street, and on your left you find a bakery. They sell muffins and Popeye's rolls. That's not the only thing they sell.
I'm selling optimism, progress, and moving to the next step.
That's James Hamlin, owner and proprietor of The Avenue Bakery. We visited him yesterday to talk about the past and future of Pennsylvania Avenue.
I mean, it was nothing like walking Pennsylvania Avenue and bumping into James Brown or any of the great entertainers and things like that.
I don't care!
This used to be the entertainment center for Baltimore. During the 30s, 40s, 50s, and early 60s, R&B, entertainment, restaurants, movie theaters.
And home to the Royal Theater, one of the stops along the East Coast part of the Chitlin Circuit, where black entertainers like Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong, The Supremes, and Etta James performed. But Hamlin says the 1968 riots hit Pennsylvania Avenue hard. In 1971, the Royal Theater was torn down. A recreational football team plays on a field where it once stood.
Even though the buildings aren't here, it's still, the history is here.
And Hamlin wants to preserve it and even recreate it.
I came to Pennsylvania Avenue with the intent to get the Royal Theater rebuilt.
So why did he open a bakery? He wasn't particularly gifted at baking bread rolls when he began.
Now, the first batch that I made weren't too good. They came out such that you could paint them and give them to the hockey league and they could use them, but we couldn't eat them.
No, the reason he opened the bakery has to do with why you can only buy his rolls on Pennsylvania Avenue.
I've been asked to open up a place in different places. I will not. I refuse. I will not do that because my sole purpose is to bring people back to historic Pennsylvania Avenue.
He gets a steady stream of customers, but what's brought more people and interest in the community for the past week has been the civil unrest in the area.
As a plus and minus. So now the attention is here. Now people are asking, from political candidates to you name it, are asking, why? Why is this happening in Baltimore?
Part of the reason, Hamlin says, has to do with jobs. He worked at a lot of places growing up.
Mount Vernon Textile Mill, Glyman's Pharmacy, Archie Layton's Grocery Store. The kids in this community, they want to work too. But the jobs aren't here. Those shops and things don't exist here. A lot of what's going on is economics. It's economics. So we have to restore those opportunities for our young people.
You think the Royal Theater Project would do that?
The project will do that. I know that it will do that.
But the project to rebuild the Royal Theater is at least several years and tens of millions of dollars away. And the recent unrest, with its epicenter only blocks away, doesn't help matters. But Hamlin is undeterred.
It's going to blow over. The history is still here. This is just I really think, in my mind, it's a one-time thing. It's going to, a tourist is going to think about that, yes. Is it safe? And as we move forward, they will find that it is. So, yes, it may slow things down a little bit, but I think that we'll recover.
That's James Hamlin, owner of the Avenue Bakery on Pennsylvania Avenue. His store wasn't touched by the unrest. This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. We turn now to someone who's got a lot of experience trying to lure businesses to Baltimore, Jay Brody, longtime head of the Baltimore Development Corporation, now retired, and writing a column about real estate and economic development for the Baltimore Business Journal. He also practices architecture and planning part-time. It's good to see you.
Thank you.
You headed the Baltimore Development Corporation for 16 years, so I know you've been involved in a lot of planning and deals to bring businesses to Baltimore. Overall, in your view, what is the likely impact of the last 2 weeks on efforts to create jobs in Baltimore?
Well, it certainly made things more difficult. I think I'm as aware as anyone of how hard it is to attract grocery stores, to attract drug stores, to attract retailers in general, even to cities still, and to the inner cities even more. There's no more essential ingredient than a decent food at a good price in a neighborhood. So to take a current example, Shoppers at Mondawmin was a long struggle, starting back to when the Rouse Company owned Mondawmin. The ShopRite at Liberty Heights, a now beautiful, largest grocery store in the city, took more than 7 years to assemble that site and to find a grocer who was willing to come and take some risk to open up in the Howard Park neighborhood. So it's always hard. The events of the last few days make it harder.
And does it usually take some kind of tax incentive to get a corporation like ShopRite to locate?
Well, it varies. Some of the grocery stores up the street from WIPR, so the Safeway, that was more a case of putting a grocer together with a property owner. In the case of the Mondawmin, the Shoppers at Mondawmin, in the case of the ShopRite at Howard Park, there was public incentives involved in making the economics work, substantial incentives.
The CVS that was burned out in the violence on Monday came before your time at BDC. They I think, came in 1990, they told me. They redeveloped in 2012. And when I asked their corporate office whether they intended to rebuild, the answer I got was, we remain committed to serving our patients and customers in Baltimore, and we are currently formulating our rebuilding plans in the city, close quote. You're expert at communicating with corporations. How do you read that?
I read it as better than it could have been, which is we're looking at our options, including closing. But I think it's essential, as busy as the mayor is right now and her key staff, it's essential that she and her key staff communicate directly with the CEO of CVS, with the CEO of Target, which took years to bring the first in the city to Mondawmin, with the CEO of Shoppers, with everybody who's been affected by the events of the last few days, to make sure they know we want them and need them in the city of Baltimore.
Many residents have said that the anger behind the recent protests, including the violence, is as much about poverty and employment as about the police. And some of them have repeated the argument that the city should focus less on development around the Inner Harbor and more on their neighborhoods. You said a minute ago you had a big focus on neighborhoods, but I remember the critique.
Sure.
As you were wrapping up your time there, citizens arguing there are tax breaks going to developers, but the neighborhoods aren't seeing that.
Well, it's a difficult issue for any mayor. It was a difficult issue for William Donald Schaefer, who I served as commissioner for 7 years. You can't ignore the downtown of Baltimore or any other major city. It's a great source of jobs and tax base for the city. But you have to balance that in a real way with attention, not just in the BDCs of the world, who do commercial things, the kinds we've talked about, the Mondawmins. You need the housing department and the planning department, and you need a sense of caring for neighborhoods, which I, in recent years, as I've written my articles and asked people in neighborhoods such as Harlem Park, do you feel the city is pursuing the improvements there? And it's a very mixed reaction, frankly, and that shouldn't be. As difficult as it is in a Harlem Park, and the housing stock is very difficult and old and decayed, there needs to be more of a day-to-day continuous effort than I was hearing from people in Harlem Park, just as one example.
So what would that day-to-day continuous effort look like?
Well, Harlem Park is crumbling. There was an old urban renewal plan dating back to the 60s. There needs to be a new plan. There needs to be reckoning with the economics of today, not what life was like 40 or 50 years ago, and some major public incentive to try to save the good people there. And there's 50% of the housing might be vacant in Harlem Park. It means 50% is occupied. And there are wonderful people like Arlene Fisher, who's been there through this entire time as a neighborhood leader. She needs help from city government. And I don't know that she's been getting that kind of help.
One of your BBJ columns from last fall was headlined, "It's time for East Baltimore to get impatient about improvements." You were writing specifically about the area around Johns Hopkins Medical Campus. But do you see a way that impatience in the neighborhoods, which is certainly what we have been seeing the last couple of weeks, can be a catalyst for jobs and economic development?
I certainly hope so. And certainly Hopkins is active in their neighborhood. Certainly University of Maryland at Baltimore is active in their neighborhood. It's hard to say that as active as they've been and as hard as they've tried, they need to do more. But that's what I'm saying. And they need to fully engage and involve some of the individual people and neighborhoods who don't feel that their voices are being heard. That's not to excuse looting or doing criminal acts at all. It's a handful of people, relatively, in terms of the population of East and West Baltimore. Most people are appalled by what has happened in their neighborhoods, but they don't know how to go toward a better solution. They need help in working through that.
Thank you so much for talking to us. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Jay Brody retired 3 years ago as president of the Baltimore Development Corporation. He writes about real estate and economic development for the Baltimore Business Journal and practices architecture and planning. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cast. Ahead on Maryland Morning, we break from our coverage of the city's tensions to contemplate music, a classical mass with bluegrass style. Stay with us on 88.1.
Your past. I just want a love to last. I don't care, darling, about your thoughts. I just want to satisfy your thoughts. Kiss me.